Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Budapest, Hungary. The Israeli Prime Minister has visited the nation of Hungary in the European Union, a nation that seems to be anti-Semitic. That's the headline. Dr. Rob Congdon will join me in a moment to explain this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Rob, it looks like Prime Minister Netanyahu has gone into Hungary, met with the Prime Minister there, who has been somewhat involved with anti-Semitic activities, but looks like it was a fairly productive meeting. What do you know about it?
Yes, it was productive. Remember, Hungary is not like the rest of the European Union. It's very independent within it. As I understand it, I think there's a bit of a misunderstanding about what anti-Semitism is, supposedly by the president of Hungary. He's been against George Soros, and because Soros is Jewish, people have jumped to the conclusion that's anti-Semitic. Instead, he's really against the globalization and the funding that Soros has been doing. So I think it was relatively easy once Netanyahu and he got together to see that between them, there isn't that problem. I think what was real positive is the Hungarian leader said that never again will their people turn against the Jewish people and follow somebody else's lead against the Jewish people.
Good to hear from the Prime Minister of Hungary. Let's look at Turkey just a moment. Turkey is accusing the Germans and the companies that are in Germany of supporting terrorism in Turkey.
Erdogan knows two things. Key power in Turkey, he has to be the strong man controlling everything. And number two, if he really wants to lead the Middle East and restore Turkey's position as, if you will, over the Middle East, he has to come across as the strong man. Interesting direction he's taking it.
Dr. Rob Congdon with details behind the story of the Israeli Prime Minister visiting the European Union nation of Hungary, a nation thought to be anti-Semitic. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. During World War II, there were hundreds and thousands of Jews in Hungary that were killed by the Hitler Nazi military. In recent years, it seems that the leadership of Hungary was anti-Semitic. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's visit to Hungary disproved that view. In fact, the Hungarian Prime Minister made the statement that never again would Jews be persecuted in Hungary. That's a great statement, but one that is incorrect, according to the Bible. Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8 reveals that during the tribulation period, two out of every three Jews in Hungary, and in fact around the world, will be killed. That's twice as many as during the World War II Holocaust. That Holocaust, the first one, which was foretold in Deuteronomy 28, was bad. But the next Holocaust, Zechariah chapter 13, will be worse than the first, according to Bible prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...